This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Yeah, yeah. We are live. We're here. We're queer.
We're proud. Get over it.
Get over
it. Super.
So, welcome to the program, everybody. Where's my nigga there? Where's you all? Where's you at? My name is Ray Lytle. This is Chubby Ray Live. I am the Chubby Ray. And along with me, my co-host sitting next to me, the gates of hell, the one and only Gully and Vanilla Gorilla. Hi, gentlemen.
Very good evening to you, sir.
We got a lot of stuff going on. We have we're using brand new video stuff today. And by the way, this is video where anybody can put a cam up. If anybody wants to put a cam up, you can do it.
Did you borrow Joe's porn equipment?
Well, yeah, that's what I did. I've got Miss Kid at Playground.com cameras going. Now, what we did is we switched over to the stick cam today. Which we were using Ustream, and let's face it, the buffering was getting out of control. And Ustream, it's just, we were one of the first people on Ustream a couple years ago. All right? I started on Ustream December of 07, maybe, is when I started on it. November, December of 07, somewhere around there. And what happened was, it's so popular now, there's just too many people. There's too many people on it.
That's like CPAC's on there now.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many people, and the buffering happens. They got the swimsuit special and all this stuff. There'll be so many people that, you know, a show like ours is relegated to so little bandwidth, and we have a lot of people that go to listen, and it got to be very problematic. So we decided to switch. And we have done that now. So we've switched and we're now on a new thing called Stick Cam. It really makes no difference. If you go to ChubbyRay.com, which you should. In order to go to this show, you should always go to ChubbyRay.com. Because that gets you everything you need.
Certainly does.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you need. You just need to go to Chubby Ray and then you're
taken care of. All Ray, all the time.
Well, then you're taken care of because everything's embedded. So it really shouldn't matter to you how you're getting the show. The only thing that should matter is that you're getting it. Know what I mean? Gene?
I get it.
So, what you do is you just go ahead and click on, just click on the front page of ChubbyRay.com and you'll see it. All right, just go there and boom, you will see the show. It's very simple.
I'm trying to catch the waiting stragglers in the Ustream.
Yeah, and just tell them about it. I'm trying to turn off. I went over on the other computer, so I have to turn the audio off. Anyway, yeah, you go in there, they see it. It looks a lot better than Ustream, and we're having so many Ustream problems. It is time to switch. That's why we've done it. And the front page is very small. It's just me, and you'll see Gully's cam and Gorilla's cam when they eventually cam up. But if you click on the chat and video button to the left, it'll be the whole thing. You'll be able to chat and everything. So I don't think you can chat from the front page yet, but you will be able to chat if you, and I will put a note up there that says, click on chat and live video if you'd like to chat. And if you're like most people and you're listening to the audio only feed, because that's another thing that was happening, people were just turning off the video feed and they were all going over and listening to the live audio feed. That's the new thing. Everybody goes to the audio feed. And I'll be honest, I'm much too pretty for people to just listen to audio. I think they should look at me as well.
Wow, that was
I tried.
Sending it deep in here. Go to this, Gully.
All right, anyway, so we're trying to get this figured out. There you go. And Gully will be cammed up again in a minute.
I'm just getting people out of the Ustream. I'm hurting them in with a stick.
Yes. So why don't we let Randy or somebody do that?
Yeah, he is, but there's other people there too, so.
Randy's pretty good at that. Randy's the man. By the way, one of my favorite listeners of all time, another guy that I call the man, is one and only P-Double. Did you guys hear about P-Double?
I did.
Did you hear about P-Double, Gully?
No.
P-Double was sent to Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
He just sent me an email.
Cool.
Says, Ray, want you to know I love the shows. Lately, you guys have been on a roll. I've been getting the podcast daily. I'm in Kyrgyzstan right now, and I'm on a 12-hour time difference from you. Wow, isn't that something? Gully, cool. He's 6 more hours than you.
Wow.
I heard you talking about the no-carb pizza that you wanted to try last night. He goes, I have a recipe for it. He goes, I lost 100 pounds from a low-carb diet when I was in college. Here's a way to make low-carb pizza. Spread pepperoni on a plate and microwave it for about 35 seconds. Drain most of the grease from the plate. Then cover it with mozzarella cheese and zap it for another 30 seconds. You can put a little pizza sauce on it as long as it doesn't have sugar. This is delicious. It tastes like pizza, and it's zero carbs. Also, Ray, please tell Long John Gully his jokes about you pirating shows that are all about being wholesome is pretty funny. I'm not sure everyone gets the joke, but the ones that do are laughing pretty hard. I'm waiting for him to mention My Little Pony or Care Bears.
I was never a fan.
It was. It was a very subtle joke that you were making, but it was a good joke nonetheless. On a serious note, I hope Gorilla's marriage can be saved.
P-Double, you're going to hear this in about 12 hours. You suck.
I hope Gorilla's marriage can be saved. Perhaps you should get people with more successful relationships on to counsel him. He obviously didn't listen to HBJ, but hopefully he'll listen to some other successfully married people like Tiger Woods, O.J. Simpson, or Sarah Jane.
No one wants that.
I want to kill him.
Thinking about you guys in the Middle East, it's P-Double. Thank you, P-Double. We're thinking about you, buddy. Be safe, will you? Get your ass back here. All right? We need you to get back here. That's what we need. That's what we're looking for.
Safe and sound.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so P-Double is... I didn't know he actually shipped out already. I thought he was shipping out this week.
Saturday, I think.
Wow, so he's been there a few days already.
Yeah, because he was over at my show on Friday, and we did a shot for him.
And he was saying goodbye there, huh?
Yep.
That's got to be weird, man. These guys that just get... You know what I mean? Like, just out of nowhere, they're...
Well, I'm pretty sure he knew.
Yeah, but it's like, how many times... I mean, this is, what, his third time over there or something?
Yeah.
Good Lord. You know what I mean? It is kind of weird. They go over there time after time after time. Isn't there a limit on how much they can go over there?
I think it's three tours.
And what, I mean, at what point do they, is it enough?
Isn't it like three tours?
Hell, I don't know. I'm too fat to be in the service.
Yeah. I always thought it was three.
They don't want me in. It's too much for those Afghanis. I'm too much for them. I'm too much for them, sucker.
I want to see you out in the desert for a day, right?
I'm too much man for those Afghan. I'm too much man for the Afghan. Sucker. That's what I am. Yeah, so yeah, maybe it is. I don't know. But I think this is like his third camp. Or third time being out there. Whatever they call that. Third tour. He tours like the Rolling Stones.
Cool.
When I talk, you know, my brother was there for the first one. My brother was there in like 91. And he said, I asked him what the worst part he was. He said the worst part was the flight over there. He said the flight there sucked.
Yeah, the guys with the gun shooting at him. No, that's not so bad. Just the flight to there.
When my brother went, they did. I think now they might fly commercial or something. I don't know, but when my brother went, he said he had to sit in. Wasn't even like a real seat. It was like in the back of some stupid cargo jet. He said it sucked. Little seats. They bitched if you wanted to go to the bathroom. said it was horrible.
They got to open up the back of the plane so you can pee out of it.
Yeah. He said it sucked. But I guess now some of them get to fly commercial airlines and stuff.
Oh, sure
they about.
I don't know.
Good money being a pilot.
It seems it would be cheaper if we had our own jets and we were shuffling back and forth, wouldn't it, than putting them on commercial?
Oh, those jets are expensive.
Yeah, really? So, but the United States government pays for all the flights back and forth? I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, it's probably cheaper. They'll probably get a group rate.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe it's like how baseball teams will, or sports teams will, you know. Of course, what they do is they buy, like, the whole jet. The U.S. Army, they seem to, like, just get individual seats or something. I'm probably wrong. I don't know. This is every time I go to the airport, I see some soldier returning home. But maybe, I don't know.
Do you remember to thank them?
Maybe they're returning home from somewhere else. I don't know. I do thank our soldiers. Of course, I'm not one of these people who use the soldiers. Like, you know, the people in Nashville, whenever you want a hit song, you just, you know, make it something about soldiers.
You know, put a boot in your ass, it's the American way.
Yeah, I'm not one of these people who exploit the soldiers. I think that's disgusting, to be honest with you.
Probably.
You know, supporting the troops. Of course, like the people who go to Facebook. If you're brave enough, copy and paste this to show you support the troops. You know what? I'm sorry. But copying and pasting a status message on my Facebook, I think I'd rather do a little more than just that. I think my support for the troops runs a little deeper than copying and pasting a goddamn Facebook message.
Do you know what? Even if it's a worthwhile cause, I still think that kind of thing is spam.
Well, I agree. And you know, I think, to be honest, I think it's kind of condescending to those that are over there risking their lives. And I'm going to say something unpopular, and I hope it's taken in the way that it's meant, because it's not meant to be as negative as on the surface it seems. And if you think about what I'm saying, all right.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about what I'm saying, it'll make sense. I think it's ridiculous when people say, they're over there fighting for my freedom. They're not fighting for your freedom. Well, how is Saddam Hussein trying to take my freedom? Listen, I'll be honest, I'm less free now than I was before. I was more free before we took Saddam Hussein out of power. I'm less free now. They're not fighting for my freedom. Listen, I know why they're fighting, and I'm not saying it's wrong to fight. And I think it's amazing they're risking their lives, but everybody gets caught up in them fighting for our freedom. They're fighting for our country. And I know I'm saying this wrong, and some people are going to take it out of context, and I'm sure someone's going to say, Ray Lytle, don't support the troops. And that's not what I'm saying at all.
I want to remind you of the Chinese incident, Ray.
Well, no, I know. No, what I'm saying is we do get caught up in the phrase, in the alliteration of it, you know, the way we phrase everything. They're fighting for our freedom. Are we really?
No, you're fighting for oil.
Yeah, I mean, I support these guys. I want us to get these guys home.
Of course.
I really do. I want us to get these guys home. And I'm hoping that freedom in the Middle East leads to safety for us. They may be fighting for our safety because The more the Middle East likes us, I think the more safe we are. And this is not just us. This is England and all of Europe and the whole world. I think if we go into these, I think going into these countries, freeing them from these ridiculous regimes and giving the people of their country rights is an amazing thing that we and our allies have done. Our allies, except for the French, you really haven't lifted a finger for anybody.
No, well, they won't.
But the United States and the UK and the Italians, to some extent, even the Polish, you know what I mean? The Spanish, really, the United States and European allies have gone in and done some amazing things over the years where we've gotten rid of these people who have been horrible, horrible to their citizens, and we've made their countries a better place. All right? I don't think there's anybody alive that will say that Germany is worse off without the Nazis.
No, not at all.
And when we go to places like Iraq and we get rid of Hussein, my hope is, because, you know, I do, I'm like everybody else, I wonder, what the hell are we doing there? Why are we wasting our time? But my hope is that somehow by giving them cable TV and satellite TV and movies, that they see we're really not so bad, you know. And that they like us, and maybe the little kid growing up won't be the next terrorist. That's my hope. I don't know if that's the case or not, because a lot of them feel we're butting in, or a lot of them feel that our support with Israel through the years, we're never going to sway them. Randy's in the chat room right now saying they hate us because we support Israel. There's nothing that we can do to make it better. And, yeah, I mean, that's one line of thinking, I guess. But, you know, listen, wasn't it Winston Churchill's idea to put them there?
That's where they were, Ray.
Yeah, but I'm saying that I know they were there originally, and then they were driven out. But didn't they sort of put them back there because
it's their holy land?
Yeah, I know, but they had already left their holy land. I'm talking about when we decided to put them there. And it's been a long time since we went over this in history class, but when we decided to help form Israel, didn't they just sort of say, hey, put them back in their land, but no one bothered to ask the people, that were currently living there, you know what I mean? Because we did sort of displace the Palestinians in order to drop all the Jews back there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They do have a mess. They did have a mess on their hands from the day we did that. How did they not see that being a problem? It's as if the whole world turned on... Give me a race of people. Or a religious group of people. Whatever. Just give me a race of people. Somebody.
The Wiccans?
All right, so Wiccans. Okay. So say there's all the Wiccans.
Or the Druids. Let's go with the Druids.
Are there Druids left?
I'm sure there are.
I don't think there are many Druids left in the world. All right, say we decide one day somebody goes after the Druids and we help the Druids out of their situation. Then we take all the Druids and we say, you know what, we're going to plop the Druids. We're going to give you Druids your own land. No, we don't want you in our country. Because, you know, Winston Churchill could have just as easily said, come on over to England. We'll put you all over here. Or the United States could have said, come on over and take over Georgia. We'll put you, here you go. Here's Puerto Rico. It's all yours. We could have done that. We didn't. We said, let's put you back in your land.
They pretty much took over Florida.
So, yeah, Southern Florida. Like, hey. So, what we did was we take these Druids and we say, hey, we're going to put you in, here's something nice. This is Liberia. Now, we're going to move all you Liberians out of this town, and we're putting all the Druids in there. And, you know, the town in Liberia is just a shitty town. You know, nothing there. And we drop them down, and then we give them a bunch of money so they can start to develop. So they can start to develop, you know, their area of Liberia. And it gets Druidia. Really nice. Yeah, yeah, Druidia. And Druidusalem, Druidusalem starts getting nice buildings and modern technology, and they're able to grow things, fresh water, and new houses. Meanwhile, all the Liberians that were displaced are living in shacks and in the desert. They're going to get pissed, too. Be like, wait, how come you didn't do this when we were here? You put these druids down here. So, of course, they're going to get angry at us. I'm just saying, I think diplomatically they could have handled that a little better than they did. And it doesn't matter where you are. Everywhere, there's always somebody that doesn't like you. You know what I mean? No yep. matter what, there's always someone who doesn't like you. I don't care where you are, who you are. There's always someone that is looking for an excuse to complain.
Right.
You know, the Osama bin Ladens of this world. They were looking for an excuse. And we gave them one. And then they were able to start a movement based on it. It's like, I see Obama do it all the time. Like, I'll be like, why are you giving them fodder to talk? Now, you know what? You gave these people a new movement to bitch about something and be paranoid about something. Why are you doing that?
They'll always find a way to bitch about something.
That's
though.
What I mean. But I mean, they're always looking for something. So when they're looking for something, let's try not to give it, you know.
I'm not so sure about that statement, Ray.
But you know what? Listen, you don't think that Rush Limbaugh is, he's a fine broadcaster, and I know you listen to him, and I think he's a fine broadcaster. However, I think Rush Limbaugh is a piece of garbage for this reason. Everything is reactionary. I've never heard an original thought come from his head. Every thought he has is a reaction to something the left side politically has done. You know what I mean?
I can't cite you an example, but I know that he has.
He's very, very reactionary. That's what he does. And that's his thing, is he's a reactionary guy. Everything is... And the same with Glenn Beck and everybody else. Their whole thing
now
is talking about... and this is... And you know what? It's not just them. I mean, go to MSNBC and Rachel Maddow and everybody over there is the same way. Even Jon Stewart, to some extent... All of their shows are based upon reaction to the other side. And this is what's made me mad.
So it's like seesaw politics.
Yeah, but this is what angers me. They're entertainment hosts. And so they'll be reactionary. But now the candidates themselves have gone into this. Where you hear candidates... Basically coming out and just bashing. I saw the Democrats do this a few years ago. In the later years of the Bush administration, you saw every single Democratic, and not to get so serious, but I will, you saw every single Democrat running for Congress. Their whole platform was just bashing the current guy in office. And that was their entire thing. In other words, you never heard them saying, this is what I want to do. This is what we're going to do. No, it was all bashing. And I said, God, I hope that doesn't become a trend. And now we're seeing the Democrats in office and the Republicans, their whole thing is just bashing what the Democrats are doing. In other words, we're not hearing any original ideas. Wouldn't it be great if somebody says, you know what? I don't like the health care plan. I would like to do it this way and lay out something. Wouldn't it be nice if Rush Limbaugh did a show once where his whole show was, listen, this is how I feel we could fix health care.
He did do a show like that.
Yeah, but no, it was all based on reaction. He went through line by line. He went through line by line, Gorilla, the president's plan and said, this is why it's bad. And this was, I'm talking about someone stepping up and just forgetting the partisan politics of it. And just saying, This is what we need to do. And no one does it. It's not just one side or the other. Both sides are doing it. It's, I don't know. It's just, it makes me crazy. It really does make me crazy.
It takes a brave person to break the cycle, though.
Yeah, but how do you do it? It's a cycle. You're right. It's not, you know, that's...
There needs to be brave people to step out.
Well, it's, you know, I'll tell you, the guy who does it is Obama, and I feel bad for him. Because I don't know if he knows it or not. I don't know if this guy knows it. But Obama's got people in his own party who are stabbing him in the back. You know, he goes, I'm going to cross the aisle and I'm going to go meet with the Republicans and we're going to work something out. And the Democrats get pissed that he's meeting with them. Listen, mm-hmm. as long as someone is going to reach their hand out and say, let's fix this. If their own side complains about that, we're broken as a nation. We are broken. We really are broken. And you look, Randy says that wasn't the president's plan. You are absolutely right, Randy. You look at what Obama originally laid out. What he laid out as compared to the piece of trash that Pelosi eventually signed. And now this even worse piece of trash that Harry Reid is trying to run through the Senate. Oh, my God. You know what I mean? It's horrible. It's ridiculous what these guys are. And it totally goes against, listen, what Obama laid out originally,
mm-hmm.
his original plan, before that 8,000-page manifesto of ridiculousness came out, his original thing, all it was a plan to frighten insurance companies into lowering their cost. That's all it was.
Yeah.
I know people are going to scream socialism, but you want to know what it was? It was just a regulation of the insurance industry to make them charge less money. That's all it was. And you know what? That's all it should ever be. It shouldn't be anything more. But the minute the guy put it out, he had everybody in his own party going, hey, wait a minute. I got to get reelected, and this healthcare industry gives me a lot of money to run for office. I cannot publicly be getting behind this. If I publicly get behind this, they're not going to give me any more money. And if you regulate the insurance industry, this is going to scare every other business. And then they're going to be scared of regulation. I'm not going to get money from anybody.
You just got to stick your neck out.
But that's what I'm saying is he did, and he's getting it from both ends. I mean, you don't know who's going to stab him first, if it's coming from his own side or if it's coming from the other side. That's the problem with politics.
Sadly, it's the same over here.
Yeah, of course. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And the more that government is controlled by big business, the more this is going to happen. They're going to be able to buy their way out of stuff.
Well, my thought with the whole healthcare thing was, why didn't they just make it a pool? I mean, if you owned a healthcare company and somebody came to you and says, I have 50 million people I want to insure, what kind of rates are you going to give them?
Right.
And then the people that get the insurance actually pay for the insurance.
Obama made the mistake of, like I said, he made the mistake of trying to control the profits that the healthcare industry could make. And he tried to scare them into saying, listen, if you don't charge less, we are going to create your competition. What was the public option? All the public option was a scare tactic to try to convince the healthcare industry that if you don't control your house, we're going to create a competitor that won't have to make a profit, that will be cheaper than you, and people will want to use it. It was a scare tactic. And if he would have had support from both sides, as he should have, both sides should have said, yeah, you know what? You're charging too much freaking money. You're charging too much money. Let's fix this. That's what they should have said. But instead, that's not what happened.
But instead...
Oh, jeez, I'm getting annoyed from somebody. Where's
that coming from?
Where's that coming from?
It's Randy.
Well, there we go. Thank you. Whew. Good Lord, that was loud.
So can anyone hear my echo? That really freaked me out, by the way.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's what it was. It's the echo from Ustream.
Yeah, I fixed it. I fixed it. Yeah, so, you know, he didn't have the support because rather than the healthcare industry go back down and go, oh, crap, let's lower our prices and then we'll just get this whole thing over with. They said, you know what? If we make this a big bet, the right already hates this guy. Let's throw a bunch of money their way and then let's make this an issue of socialism. If we throw a bunch of money and get support, so what do? They created political organizations. They created organizations like, what was it, Health for America? And then they threw money that way and they got, and the Tea Parties were developed. They used Obama scare tactics back on him.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in as much of a quagmire here in the country than we are over in the Middle East, in my opinion. But you know, it's no secret that I lean towards Obama's thinking. But I'll tell you, every day I get more and more disillusioned with the entire process that we have in this country. Because it really is a mess. We really have... We're a mess right now. I honestly feel both sides are just a mess.
Definitely a tough time ahead.
Yeah.
Well, for all of the world.
What do you
all
think?
Of the world is...
But I also think if we can't discuss things, okay... If we can't discuss things like human beings, then we're not going to get any better. Because, you know, it's not like Gorilla and I disagree. He's very conservative. I'm very liberal. But we get along. We don't hate each other for our beliefs. Mm-hmm. Every day you hear of people that have countering views and they're getting into fistfights. It's ridiculous. We've got to be adults and try to have intelligent conversation, or we're lost. As a country, we're lost.
There has to be debate.
No, that's the entire concept. The entire concept of the United States is they wanted to get away from the ridiculous regime of England.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to get away from monarchy and parliamentary politics. Of which England's gotten better, actually, in the last 200 years, which is frightening. I know, Gully. But they wanted to get away from it, so they came up with this, both sides get a say. And then from there, we figure it out. You know, debate should be, everything should be debated and then decided upon. And people where they live, should get a say as to how they... are governed. That's how it was set up. Is it that way anymore? Hell no, it's not that way anymore. It's a mess. Oh well. So we'll get on to lighter fare. And we can take phone calls as well. 883-4667. That's area code 217, 883-4667. Today's show, my friends, is brought to you by our amigos at the Blue Grouch. That's right, the Blue Grouch on West Maple. In Springfield, the Blue Grouch, where this weekend, Mike Burnett and Perry Zubek from Cats on Holiday. By the way, Cats on Holiday, a legendary band in Central Illinois. In the late 80s, they were huge. And then in the early 90s, they disbanded, and they've been playing some... You know, so many of the guys moved out of town, and they play at the holidays and things. Which is weird that a band called Cats on Holidays is only playing on the holidays. However, two of their members... Mike Burnett and Perry Zubek will be doing a show at the Blue Grouch on Friday, February 12th. That's Friday, February 12th. So check it out if you get a chance. The Blue Grouch brings you the show today. We thank them, as always. And speaking of the Blue Grouch, my band, Two Ton Baby, plays at the Blue Grouch on March 5th. I would like all of you to attend, if possible. Gorilla has news coming up. I also wanted to get in contact with Hillbilly Joe. I know he usually calls on Thursdays. But I was hoping to get him on today so he can... because he wanted to get with Gorilla.
No.
And find out if Gorilla,
if
Gorilla has been following any of his marriage law and marriage rules.
We need to know if it's helped or not.
Yeah, is the marriage going better or?
Yeah, it is much better, right?
Really?
Yes.
Sleeping in the same bed again? Or?
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
Has moving to a separate bedroom made your marriage better or worse? In all seriousness, has it made it better or worse?
You know what? We're finding out right now that... Why am I hearing this echo?
I don't know. I don't hear it.
Right now, it seems as though we're finding the good points about staying in separate rooms.
Really? Like the fact that you snore.
Yes, I do snore.
All right.
I also have a machine that runs all night long.
Just because you are sleep apneic or whatever they
yes.
call it.
Yeah, I sleep apnea. Pretty all bad.
All right.
So, and Mercy comes home. She gets off at 11.
Mm-hmm.
So, she comes home, and that's right around the time that I normally go to bed.
And she wants to watch television and eat and, you know, do things at night, I imagine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when she would come to bed, she'd wake me up or, you know, it's kind of nice being able to sleep throughout the night. And I would, you know, roll into her or whatnot. I mean, we're finding good points.
So you're happier because of the separate beds, separate bedrooms?
50-50. There are things I miss.
Like what? Giving her the Dutch oven in the middle of the night?
Oh, no.
Do you still sneak into the room and give her the Dutch oven?
No.
Oh.
Oh, well, that could be the problem right there.
Yeah, maybe that's the problem. You're not having fun horseplay in your marriage.
Yeah.
My wife, you know what? My wife has never gotten the Dutch oven from me. Because I'm serious. From the time we first started living together, my wife was smart in this. You talk to people who are married, one of the biggest complaints is so-and-so hogs the covers, all right?
Yeah,
you've heard that complaint.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm serious from the first time, and I don't know if she got this from, I don't know where she got this. My fear was that she picked it up with somebody else. I don't know, but I never asked. From day one of our living together, 1991, my God, mm-hmm. We're getting old.
You want to know where I was in 91?
No, probably. No.
Seventh grade, buddy.
You see, why do you feel the need to share that with me?
Because I'm mean.
The other day I was talking about high school to somebody, and they said, you want to know where I was in 1984? I go, where'd they go? I wouldn't know where. I wasn't born yet. I was a figment of my father's imagination. So they said,
1984, I was in kindergarten.
I know. That's when I graduated high school. Oh, boy. I'm so freaking old. So my wife, we move in together. And one of the first things she does is she gets separate covers. Separate bedding. You know?
Yeah, we have that too.
But I mean, right from the start. I mean, from day one.
Right.
It was, here you go, separate covers. So we've never had separate bedrooms. We have separate, you know, separate bedding.
And fair enough.
So I've never hogged the covers, you know.
I'm not the hog. When it comes to the covers, it's normally Karen who is the hog.
It's never been an issue.
Bit of an issue for me, but never mind.
But I think it's been We've never had that argument, and some people you find out have that argument. I think it's been pretty... I think that that's one of those reasons that we ended up... that we've been strong, you know, as a marriage.
You guys have separate covers?
Well, yeah. Now, listen, I've never... I don't have a problem with it. I'm a snuggler. My wife is not. She hates it. She hates if I try to snuggle with her. But I knew this years ago. Now, my daughter, when she was a baby, she'd come to the room. She loves to snuggle. My little baby girl, you know, when Bella would come sleep with us, she was just, so I'd just snuggle with Bella and be fine. But now she's getting too old. I think we got to have another one, so I got somebody to snuggle with.
Well, that sounds fair enough.
Tell you what.
Yeah. Maybe adopt one. Or bring up one of the dogs. I think I'll just bring up one of the dogs. It seems a lot cheaper. That's what I'm thinking. But, you know, what do you do? But that's one of the keys, Gorilla, is we switched. We went separate covers. So I'm not entirely blind to your point of separate rooms might make for a stronger marriage.
Well, I didn't say it was stronger. It's not any worse.
Right. I just don't see how you end up spending time together.
We do.
Healthy marriages need, you know.
We spend time together.
I know the other thing is my wife and I, one of the few times we really get to talk, there's the two times we really get to talk, all right, are right before we go to bed, all right, or if my daughter is, on the weekends if we're awake and my daughter's sleeping in and we're, you know, laying in bed awake on the weekends, or if my wife goes into work later and we drop off my daughter from school and the two of us talk in the morning. That's like the only times we get to talk, but the main time we speak is in the bedroom. Where you talk about... Well, you talk about real stuff, yeah. You know, that's what we talk about. Well, we talk about things like your marriage.
You guys are not discussing my marriage.
Oh, yeah, that's what we do. We do things like talk about your marriage.
That's not... Get her over there.
My,
I don't believe
my
this.
My wife and I will lay in bed and we will discuss your marriage and how you should be fixing it.
That is not true.
Yeah, we do. We discuss stuff like that all the time.
I don't believe you.
Oh, yeah, we do. We discuss your marriage.
I don't...
These are just one of the many things that we discuss when we're, you know...
Do you know the when I spoke to my girlfriend and let her know who was adding her on Facebook, I described you as the guy who's having marriage problems.
Yes.
And she knew straight away who you were.
Exactly.
My
brother Foon was at my house, all right?
No.
And
no,
over the weekend. And I was saying, I go, what's it like being home? I said, you know, you're home every day now. Because he was an over-the-road truck driver. He was always gone. And all of a sudden, he's home now. And I go, what's it like, you know, waking up in the same bed with your wife every morning? And he goes, it's awesome. I don't understand what Vanilla Gorilla's problem is with it. So you have now become topic for everybody else's marriages.
Nice. Thank you.
Yep. So I'm just saying, there's a lot. People now use your, you know, it's become, your marriage has become like a description.
Is this going to be like a new Urban Dictionary thing?
Maybe. A gorilla marriage.
Oh, God.
It's a term. Your marriage has become some kind of terminology.
No. So, needs to get...
Listen, I cannot control what listeners talk about in their own...
Needs to go away.
I cannot control what people talk about in their own life, you know.
You can control what you're talking about in your life.
Well, yes, but my wife and I will sit up sometimes, and what we do is we like to lay in bed and talk about how wonderful our marriage is, and, you know, of course, we laugh about the people who have bad marriages, like yourself. And
I don't have a bad marriage. That's the thing.
That's what we do. That's how we feel better about ourselves.
Mm.
Certainly nothing wrong with that. We just laugh and laugh and laugh. I said, oh, this is great. I'm laying next to you. That Sap Gorilla's got his own bedroom.
You need to turn around right now and tell Deidre I'm not going to be her Facebook friend anymore.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's pretty good. Anyway, I see the Tiffer has joined the chat room. She says that the front page of ChubbyRay.com, it cuts off the connect spot for people to get into StickCam. No, you've got to go to the chat and video room to get into the page. Go to the chat. And the front page, all that is a chance for you to listen to the show. That's all it is. You've actually got to go to the chat and video page in order to chat, okay? That's how you do that. Just want to let people know. Because I know there. I see there are more people listening than are actually in the chat room, considerably more. So that means a bunch of people that is watching or listening to the show on the front page. And that's fine if you want to do that. But in order to get into the chat room, you have to click on the button to the left that says chat and live video on ChubbyRay.com and you can get in. All right?
That'll do it.
Yeah. So there you go. I'll take a break. We'll come back. Gorilla will give us news. And if anybody wants to give marital advice.
No.
This will be the segment of the show. If anybody wants to give marital advice to Gorilla, we'll allow you to do that now. The phone number is 217-883-4667. All right? 217-883-4667.
The first person that calls in complaining or trying to give me marriage advice, I'm going off like Joe. Swear to God.
So let's get some marital advice.
No.
For Gorilla. Let's help. I want everybody to try to help him out. Poor Gorilla.
No.
And so we'll do that. All right?
Mm-mm.
And also, you know, Gully, you sent me a new... Didn't you send me a new theme to play, right, out of commercials?
Ray checks here.
Did he leave again? Is he trying to restart again?
He's trying to get rid of that echo. And I think it's you, actually.
All you got to do is hit the mute button on the thing underneath. There's a mute button.
It's not that, Ray.
No. Well, the echo's not coming from me.
Huh? Yes, it is. I know what's going on, too. When we go to break, I'll let you know what's going on.
All right, well, just tell me about it, and I'll try to fix it.
All right.
So there's something out of his control.
And he's restarting.
And he's going nuts about it.
Yes.
Well, that's Gully.
Kind of.
Yeah, well, let me see. Gully sent me another cool, music bed. But I'm going to have to find it. I might have accidentally. It was a really good one. I might have accidentally deleted it. I hope I didn't do that. But I hope I didn't. Because it was a really good one. I mean, this is a... As the music beds go, it was a really good... It was a good music bed. And so I don't know what I... Who knows what I did to it.
You broke it, right?
Yeah, I never know. Because what happens, I get so many Facebook notifications during the day, you know, on my email. All the Facebook notifications, it takes up all my space. So there'll be like 60 of them in a row, and I'll delete them all. But stuff that's thrown in there with the Facebook things, they also delete. You know what I'm talking about?
They just kind of like delete all?
Yeah. And I end up, you know, I end up losing them as well. So this happens all the time, by the way. And Gully sent me a really good theme. He's like, man, check out this theme. And I listen to it and I go, oh, that's awesome. I mean, that's a really good, I mean, that one would be perfect. I'm like, that's a really good song that we could go out of that we can get out of commercials with. And that was the whole thing. We're looking for a song. When we first come out of commercials, the song plays in the gorilla. You talk over it and go, and now back to Chubby Ray Live with Ray Live. Yeah, well, that's what the plan is.
Somebody going to inform me?
Well, eventually we'll get around to it.
Well, thanks.
Well, we had to make sure it worked, you know.
Right, right.
But that was the plan. So he sent it, and I don't know if I downloaded it or what I did, because I can't find the stupid thing. But it was perfect. It was perfect. And we're just about to take a break, and I wanted to make sure that I had I had the music bed. And obviously, I don't. So what I'm going to do is I'll try to play this one and hope it's it. So we'll take a break. We'll be back with more of the show in a moment. You're listening to Chubby Ray Live at www.chubbyray.com.
For cold drinks, good times, and live music on the weekends, you can't beat the Blue Grouch Pub. The Blue Grouch Pub. 510 West Maple in Springfield. You can't miss it. It's the only bar that has a blue grouch on it. Stop by. See Oscar, Smurf, Anna, the whole gang. It's the Blue Grouch Pub. 510 West Maple in Springfield.
Go ahead and intro it, Gorilla. This isn't the right song. I'm going to go ahead and intro it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Chubby Ray Live. 883-4667. That's how you're going to hold the show. And now, that's you.
Thank you, Gorilla. Very good. I should have you just cut a bunch of those. You know. I should have you, you know, do a bunch of those. That's what I'm saying. Oh, God. So, we are back. Welcome to the program. We got news coming up with Gorilla in mere moments. And Dully's trying to figure out what's wrong with his computer.
I'm getting there.
Although, I don't think it's him. I think it's probably me.
Did you get the note I sent you?
Yeah, but that's how it always is. It's always like that.
I can't have stereo mix on my headset. It's USB.
Not you, right.
I always have that. Always.
Yeah, but if Skype's lagging a little bit, we're going to start hearing an echo.
Yeah, I mean, that's always been the case because to record the show. It's the easiest way to
do it.
Sorry. I will enable Gully's video, everybody, so you can see the Gullster.
That picture of him with that hat on is great.
I was really, 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 really drunk when I took that picture.
Imagine that.
No, Gully drunk?
I haven't been drunk. It's nearly a year now. No drinking heavily.
Can I ask people, what do people think of the new video and chat room we're using? Do people like it or? Is it working? You guys like it or not?
I watch a show on StickCam anyway, right? So, but for me, it's nothing new.
Right. I'm just wondering about the listeners. You know, what do you listeners think? And if anybody wants to put up your video, just tell me in the chat room, and I'll eventually see it. Just tell me, and I'll enable the video if you want to send it up. You know.
I want to flag Gully for abuse.
And there is an iPhone app for it, which is very important, and a Droid app, so get your apps, and you can watch it on your phone. You notice CPA Dave's probably freaking out. Did anybody tell Dave? Because Dave's probably sitting in the old room going, where the hell is the show?
It was meant to start an hour and a half ago.
Is Ray sick? What the hell is going on? It does seem to run a lot better. We're not getting any buffering, and you know.
It seems to have a lot more frames per second as well in the video.
We'll take it.
Oh yeah.
We'll take it, sucker. Shall we get to some news?
We should.
The one and only Vanilla Gorilla is here. By the way, before we get into this, can I answer this? My buddy Tom. Tommy Settles, who I went to college with. He works at a radio station in St. Louis. He was in the chat room earlier. I don't know if he's still in there or not, but Tommy heard the same rumor that's going around about me. There's another radio rumor that it seems every time, really, for the last year and, God, even when I was at CBS, you know, even before that, it seems the last couple years, last few years, every time anything happens in radio in Central Illinois or pretty much anywhere in Illinois or Missouri, my name, there's always a rumor about me. And he asked me today about another rumor. And I told him, I said, you know, it always comes up. Listen, if there's something to talk about rumor-wise in radio, I'll talk about it on the show. You know what I mean? If there's ever anything to talk about, we will talk about them on this program.
What was the rumor?
I'd rather not say, because it involves people who are currently employed, and I hate discussing things like that. But, yeah, I am familiar with the rumors that are out there, and no, they're not. Listen, sometimes I'll hear rumors like, oh, did you hear that Ray Lytle's been offered blah, 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 this much money to go? Listen, if common sense would tell you, if somebody offered me a bunch of money to do some of the things these rumors, of course, if it's not true, because if it was true, I'd take it. I'm not a moron. Common sense will dictate it. Am I currently trying to do a morning show? The answer is no. Am I in the middle of discussing a morning show with anyone? The answer is no. It is not. The only thing I would like to be, and this is honest to God, the only thing I would like to be doing is discussing this afternoon show with someone. I would like to do that.
That would be nice.
With me and these people. Me and Gully.
And Gorilla. People.
And Gorilla. There was something about me and Linus. It's untrue. I haven't even spoken to Linus since the last time he was on the show. There you go.
I still don't get that.
I don't know. I don't know either.
Is he out of his coma?
Mm-mm. How do they expect me to speak to someone who's comatose?
Has its problems.
Yeah. How am I supposed to speak to this comatose person? So, yeah, I know there's rumors out there, but listen, there's nothing to them. If there was something to the rumors, well, come on. I would talk about it here first. That's what I always do. I would make it so that Gully or Gorilla asked me, and then I would reveal it. That's how I do it. All right? There is nothing to the rumors.
So, Ray, are you going to do a morning show?
I think you're bringing it up. I'm not talking to anybody about that. Right? That's a rumor. It's untrue. It is untrue. Now, there will come a time where I'll talk, you know, or who knows, you know.
Got to pay the bills.
Yeah. Who knows?
Full employment's only fun for a certain amount of time.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then it becomes annoying.
Well, I like it, though.
I like it myself.
I got to be honest. I really enjoy my life right now. I know at some point I have to work. At some point I got to work again and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know that, but I'm rather enjoying my time right now. More than I ever thought I would, to be honest with you. I'm thoroughly enjoying myself, so. I just want to get it out there that it's just that. Rumors are just that.
Okay. Yeah.
I think you're hiding something from me, Ray.
If there were any truth to them, you would hear it from me.
I think you're hiding something.
No, I would. You listen. Once again, if somebody went to me and said, listen, we like your afternoon show, we want to put it on, I would do that in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. But there's nothing to remember, and I appreciate my buddy Tom, at least he came to me and asked, well, instead of everybody, just talks behind my back, even people who know me, just ask me. Tommy at least said, hey, I heard this rumor about you, is it true? Have I spoken to people about some jobs? Yes. Have I even gotten to the negotiation place? No. It hasn't happened.
They're looking for like a janitorial position?
Yes, that's what it was. They wanted someone to... Well, they needed a pub. With all the snow, someone had to shovel out parking lots. I'm looking for some... it's great timing, so I'm looking for some exercise, so...
I can get you a job, Ray, in the adult entertainment industry.
There you go.
You can clean the screens after the guys are done in the private rooms. I know a guy.
I'd like to get a job DJing over at the VU.
Really?
Yeah, I would like to do that.
That's not really as funny as it sounds.
No, I would like to DJ. I mean, I imagine working with the girls would be a pain in the ass because they don't look...
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? They just don't seem very bright. But
and they're not.
Yeah. But I wouldn't mind doing that. And I imagine it pays okay.
No.
As long as the girls don't speak.
I don't want to understand, dude. Don't make much in tips anymore either.
Yeah. Oh, really? Well, I
don't want to do that then.
I just... but listen, I'm currently talking to nobody about doing mornings, and you'll know if and when that happens because I'll reveal it on this show. Okay, so there you go. So there. And here's the other thing, I told him about. You know, my wife enjoys her job. She's got a good job, and she likes it. She likes living here. My daughter likes going to school here. God knows why in this hellhole of a city that we live in, but they like living here, so they are in no mood to move.
I can understand that.
So that's the other thing, all right? There you go. So there you go, talked about it. I've talked about it.
Tonight on Facebook, I'm just putting up tons of posts about you, Ray.
Oh, here you go. You love to spread the rumors.
Oh, yes.
But there are no rumors. But I will tell you this. If I ever got a job offer in anywhere that my wife wanted to live, I think she'd leave in a heartbeat. But there you go. There's nothing to it.
Can we just start loads of false rumors now?
No.
Oh.
Well, it's just, I think every time there's... I think there's plenty of stuff going on, but... People attach my name to it they think, oh, that would be interesting. Or else, here's the other thing I run into. There's some pretty smart radio minds out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the smart radio minds, they're currently not running any radio stations because, God forbid, a radio company puts someone smart in charge of running their station. So there's a lot of smart guys out there that will look at the radio landscape. And they see what's going on out there, and they say, well, that station's going to be switching. It would make sense. What they should do is put Ray Lytle on there. So they have a conversation with somebody and they go, you know, if I was in charge, what I would do is this. I would take this Ray Lytle internet show and I'd make that do the show. And then somebody goes, boy, that's not a bad idea. So then they're talking to somebody else later and they go, I was talking to so-and-so and he said that if he was in charge... He'd put Ray Lytle on there. And the person goes, well, that's a good idea. And then they talk to somebody and they say, hey, so-and-so heard that they're talking to Ray Lytle about doing that. And then that person says, yeah, I heard that Ray Lytle's in negotiations with them to do that. And then somebody else says, oh, did you hear that piece of garbage Ray Lytle is trying to get that? You know what I mean? It's the evolution of speculation. That's all it is. And next thing you know, it goes down to Ray Lytle's calling them trying to get that job.
So would you rather be a goodie or that piece of trash, though?
Well, I think there's both. I mean, listen, it depends on your preconceived. People who like me, that are fans of mine, they automatically go, oh, cool, I hear Ray Lytle might be going back. People who don't like me say, oh, that piece of garbage is going back. But like I said, so they speculate. Then there's people like my friend Tommy Settles, who just, what he did is he chatted on Facebook. He went to me on Facebook, he chatted with me and said, hey, I heard a rumor about you. And I go, what rumor? And he said, I heard you were going to be going back to radio, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, and I said, no, it's not true, Tommy. I said, no, if that was true, I'd be there. And he said, hey, thanks for clearing it up. And then we just started talking about it. We were like, how did that happen? And he said that it's because of, he heard it from this person, he's pretty sure that person. And that's how these rumors get going, though. People, you know, the evolution of speculation. Some of them make sense, you know. I'll tell you what, I think it does. It would make sense for a radio station struggling right now to have people listen to it, especially in the day of the internet, or the internets, as the white trash call it. In the days of internet, if you're a radio station and you don't have a strong internet position for your radio station, putting this show on would be a brilliant move. Because we understand the internet. Look, we understand the internet better than any single person currently working in this part of the country, in my opinion. Because look, this is all we do. So a lot of times it does make sense. And that's what starts the rumor. But I'm telling you, the thing to remember is the people currently running radio stations, they don't make sense. They have no idea what they're doing.
See, I don't understand. If they're looking to make some revenue, why don't they just pick a show?
Because they think they're in competition with the internet.
And why, though? Not, everybody has a website.
Yes, I know. You're not supposed to be in competition with the internet. The goal is to, you know, have the internet and find a way to utilize it. All the internet's another tool. It's like playing a CD. It's a tool that you can use.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't understand. They're scared of it. They're scared of it. They also are scared of. They're also scared of fat brown people. In my honest opinion. So there you go. And that is, so the rumors don't make sense, and I'm not talking to anybody about anything. Although I did find a job I'd like to get. You know those guys who work like outside of parking garages?
Yeah.
They sit in a parking garage and just take like the people's money when
in the little hut.
Yeah, you're like in a little hut where you get the radio playing. I could have the satellite radio going. And I could just sit in my little hut all day. That would be awesome. $5. Thank you. $5.
They are a dying breed, though. They've been replaced by computers.
Computers are even replacing them.
Yep.
I saw a job I liked. We were in Chicago, and they have these tollways, these toll roads.
Mm-hmm.
And these people sit inside these little huts, and they just take money from the cars as they roll through. That'd be a great gig. Just sit there and listen to radio and take people's money all day. That would rock.
They have to have on those toll booths at least one man toll booth by law.
I know. I'd love to do that.
I'd love to do this, but just get paid for
I'd like to get paid for doing this, of course.
Yeah, just not do anything else. Yeah. It'd be nice.
Oh, well, let's get to the news before we run out of time today, ladies and gentlemen. We do news on the show. The one and only Vanilla Gorilla gives it to us. Let's get into it today. It's time for the news on Chubby Ray Live. Here is the one and only Gorilla.
Hello, Raymond.
Hello, Gorilla.
Our first story tonight comes out of my old stomping grounds. Toledo, Ohio. The best way to raise money for people in need is to give. And that's exactly what they've done at a Toledo strip club.
Oh, yeah.
They drew attention to themselves, the Skinnerly Clan dancers, raising nearly $1,000 for the victims of the earthquake in Haiti.
What did they do to get the money?
They donated the base cover charge of $10 to the International Services of Hope.
Oh, that's very nice.
It is nice, right?
Yeah.
It's a feel-good story.
Warms the cockles of your heart.
And did they take the money? They accepted the money, right?
Yeah, they did accept the money.
Because I know there are some charities out there where strippers will collect the money, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, we don't want the money if it's from them. You know? Which I never understand a charity. Why in the hell would a charity turn down money from anybody?
I know. Money is money in the end. Come on.
I want to put up one of those donation boxes. I went over to Basement Radio and Hardcore Rob's over there begging for money.
Yeah.
I want to put one of those up for us. I want to beg for money too. I don't care where it comes from. I'll take it.
And I don't need cake.
Yeah, and I don't need any equipment or anything. I'm just going to take the money and split it with I'll split it over PayPal with Gorilla and Gully. We need to put up a PayPal link that says, we just want money. This has nothing. We don't need equipment. It's not a donation for anything. We just want you to send us money because...
we'd like to spend it.
Yeah, we want to spend We need a new iPod.
Daddy needs a new pair of shoes.
Yeah, Gorilla wants a mini DVD player to play porn. Because he's got his own bedroom now.
I got a laptop just for that.
Oh, and Gully wants a.
I want to unbanned Xbox.
Yeah, Gully wants to buy a new Xbox.
Yeah.
And I would like to save money to get my wife a good anniversary present. So I'm going to put up a PayPal thing. Just send us your money.
We should do like a Jerry Lewis telephone.
Yeah, and we'll just take the money, and we don't want equipment or whatever Rob's claiming he wants. We're not collecting money for him. We just want money for ourselves.
Yep,
that's all we want.
To waste on what we wish.
So we need to put our own. I don't care if it comes from the Nazi Party, Muslims,
neo Nazis. Come on, we'll take it.
Even Al Qaeda's welcome to send us PayPal money. I don't care.
Most guys.
We'll take it. We're not choosy. Some of these charities will go, oh, that money was raised by strippers. We will not accept it. I once had a charity, they didn't want my money because it came from my show, and my show was dirty, according to them. I don't want money from them. And it wasn't the charity. It wasn't the charity. It was the person running the charity that didn't want it.
Oh well.
Yeah.
They lost.
So I said, okay, fine. I'll give it to somebody that'll take it. The Red Cross took it. I'll tell you that. The Red Cross didn't give a rat's ass. The Red Cross could care less where the money came from.
Strippers.
They didn't care.
Well, they'll take it.
They didn't care at all. They just don't care.
Wherever your money comes from and whatever you do, we don't care.
Yeah. So the strip club in
Toledo,
they raise the money and...
Can we give them a shout-out, Ray?
Yeah, what's the name of the club?
Maryland's on Monroe in Toledo, Ohio.
Let's go. Is Toledo nice?
Let's get a dance.
There are parts of it that are nice, yeah.
I never spent any time. I think I've driven through it. Never spent time there. It seems like a nice town, though. I had a friend of mine runs a radio company out there. My friend Danny McClintock runs, I think he's got a classic rocker and a young rocker and a, I don't know, something else, alternative or something. He's got stations out there.
They got Tony Packos.
They got what?
They got a Tony Packos, the only Tony Packos in the country.
Oh, Tony Packos.
Yeah.
I know they have minor league baseball and all those things that I like.
And Mud Hens.
That's key for me. I want to. Here's what I want. This is what I'm looking for in a city, and I'm serious. You could, if you have a city that has a major college basketball team and minor league baseball, then I'm ready to move. Listen, I would move to Corpus Christi, Texas, in a heartbeat if my mother-in-law wasn't such an insufferable pain in the ass.
You're going to get yelled at again, right?
Yeah, I know. But she really can be. I mean, you know. But I'd love to move there. They have a Division I basketball program. They have a minor league baseball program. Now, I don't have a job there. I'd like to have a job or something. But I'd love to move there for that purpose, you know. And I could convince my wife to move there. Are you kidding? It wouldn't take much to move there. So spread the word. So Toledo's one of those. It's a little cold, but it seems like a nice enough place. I don't know if I can convince my wife to move to Toledo. But we can get a job there working at the strip club.
Why not?
We can do the show at the strip club.
You can work in the little box when they come in to pay.
We can just interrupt the news, do something. Hey, wait a minute. Make sure to tip the ladies on the stage. That's ecstasy. Let's get back to the news.
Neville clamps are available at the bar.
Yeah, we'll just do the show from, you know, do a show from the strip club. That's what we'll do. Our news continues. Here's more of Vanilla Gorilla.
Thank you again, Raymond. Now, Ray, you've been pretty good at guessing these so far, but I'm going to ask you another one.
All right, hit me.
If you stole a car, what's the last thing you would do?
Drive it into the police station.
No. Authorities say a man accused of stealing a car, then reporting it stolen, remains in custody after telling police he was robbed at gunpoint while trying to buy crack cocaine with a credit card.
All right, wait a minute. So the guy...
Nice.
So the guy stole a car.
Yes.
And then someone stole the car from him.
He was robbed at gunpoint. And then he reported the car stolen.
So then he called the police. Listen, I stole this damn car. And someone stole my stolen car from me.
While he was trying to buy crack cocaine with a credit card.
You know,
which was probably stolen too.
Oh, God.
But if he was to press on the donate button on the site, then we'd let him pay.
Yeah.
Why
absolutely.
Not?
Absolutely. Yes, but he would be allowed to donate money to us on our
donation.
Him a on our donation button, which we're going to put on chubbyray.com. Our beg for money button.
Save him having more crack.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's what we need. Beg for money button. I need it. I need me some money, suckers. Listen, we do this show. I think we give people minutes of entertainment. I mean, hours of entertainment a day. We give you hours of we give you hours of broadcast and minutes of entertainment.
That's right.
The least you can do is drop a few bucks our way.
And seconds of laughter.
Maybe that's the other thing we can do, make this show subscription. Pay $5 a month to get it.
I still want an advertise on my forehead.
It'd be like us and Randy. Randy's the only one that has money to buy it. Everybody else is like, wait a minute, you got to pay for it? Oh, F them.
Oh, screw that.
I'll go over and I'll watch Hillbilly Joe for free.
Yeah.
I'll watch Hillbilly Joe on his Super Bowl halftime show.
By the way, I got to be honest. When we were doing the show at night and Hillbilly Joe also went out at night, if Hillbilly Joe would have had more listeners than me, I would have shot myself.
I would have bought the gun.
I would have shot myself. No doubt about it.
As long as you put it on Ustream, you get more viewers. Yeah,
you're right. People would actually watch it.
You actually have to have somebody else put it on Ustream for you.
That's right.
Just press record. And there we go.
Record. Oh, well. What else is happening?
Andrew Charles Donahue, 18, of Greeley, Colorado, was booked Saturday after he was caught red-handed with a bag of poop and matches heading for the front porch of Wayne Pickens 57,
yes!
A longtime gritty president and small businessman.
RZA, he was going to light a bag of poop.
And I caught, and now they're charging him with arson.
Oh, come on. Did he even light it?
Attempted first-degree arson, reckless endangerment, criminal mischief, and possession of alcohol by a minor.
Well, you know what? He needs to get a good lawyer. He'll get the arson charge will go away. Because if he didn't light it, then it's not arson.
It's attempted first
you,
degree.
You cannot prove intent. You can't prove intent with that circumstantial evidence. That'd be like saying, you know, Gorilla, you smoke, and you always have a lighter in your pants pocket. That's like it's like busting you. It's like say you run out of gas and you get a gas can, and you have a lighter in your pocket. That's like busting you saying he was going to pour gas all over that building and light it. That's attempted arson.
He could just say he was using the bag to empty the poop through the letterbox.
Listen, you can't prove it. You can't prove someone's intent. And by the way, it's not illegal to have the intent. It's not illegal to. How many times do you get mad at somebody? You go, "Oh, I'm going to kill that son of a bitch." You don't arrest those people for murder or intent to murder.
Of course you don't. It would just be insane to do stuff like that, really.
Really? That would be like a wife saying, my husband watched a girl walk across the floor of this nightclub, and he thought about having sex with her. That is intent to cheat. I'm divorcing him. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. He was drinking, fine. He was drunk, so they're admitting he was impaired. So his judgment already is flawed. Knock that down to illegal possession of alcohol by a minor. That's a 6-month probation. And be done with it. It's ridiculous to clog the courts with this. Stupid.
Just seemed like a waste of time.
You know what? In fact, if I'm the kid, I get a suspended sentence of the probation. I go to alcohol counseling classes, and it's off your record. Wouldn't even worry about it.
Everyone makes mistakes. You shouldn't be judged for that.
And I got to be honest, with all the other things the kid could have done, lighting a bag of poop and running away is really, come on, how hard is that?
On the grand scale, I think.
On the grand scale, lighting a bag of poop is, you know,
not good.
Is pretty minuscule. As compared to some of these other things people can do.
You could always throw a petrol bomb through his window.
They need to lighten up. What's wrong with these people? Jackasses. Have you ever done that, by the way?
It's not an English thing, though.
Really?
I think that's just
I'm sure Gorilla's done it. You light the bag of poop, and you knock on the door and run, and they go, like, oh, it's on fire, and they go to step on the poop.
Yeah. And possibly get burnt and covered in poop.
Well, that's a pretty crappy joke.
Unless you have a drink. Thank you, Chris. I need a rim shot. Unless you have a drink, in which case you just pour the drink on top of the poop and it goes out that way.
Mm-hmm. I've had someone piss into a bottle outside. And empty the pee through the letterbox.
Oh, are you serious?
Yep. Wasn't my house, so I didn't care. But
that's disgusting.
We were having a party, and loads of the Scallies wanted to come in, and we just shut the door on them and said, you know, go away. And they decided to tip pee through the letterbox.
Well, listen, I did a lot of stupid stuff as a kid all that I regret now. I don't even know what I was thinking when I did some of this stuff. You know what I mean? By the way, I made Surfer Girl. If Surfer Girl wants to cam up, she is enabled to do so. I will also enable Tiffer to cam. If anybody wants to cam up, anybody who has a camera, I could enable you to cam up.
I want to cam up, Ray.
Because for the after show, of course, did I enable your video? I'm sorry. For the after show, I will play some music if the girls want to dance. I'm just saying.
Nice.
Just saying.
Yeah. Look at that. Did you see that?
Oh, she says, I will cancel tomorrow. I just got out of the shower. Oh, well. Well, that's the last thing we'd like to see you, surfer. Naked.
Yeah, no,
no one wants to see you dripping wet. Oh.
No, definitely not.
Thank you, surfer, for not camming up. Thank you for thinking about us and not camming up as you're naked and wet.
Yeah, and thank you for pointing that out to us as well.
Because we'd hate to look at that. Thanks for caring about us. What the hell's wrong with you?
Somebody kick her out of the room.
Yeah, you know what? She should be. You know what? Teasing like that, she should be banned. How dare you? How dare you tease us like that?
Nothing worse than a sea teaser.
That's horrible. That is horrible. Oh. Well, I would cam up, but I'm naked and wet. I'd hate to show everybody that. What the hell's wrong with her?
I think she needs to sit on the naughty step for a while.
I was like, oh, I'd hate to go on a date with you at this moment because, well, I'm extremely horny. I'm extremely horny, and I just got my birth control shot.
That sounds like something Sean Bowen would say.
Sean would be the other way around. It would be...
she's ready to go.
It would be the girl would say, listen, I just got my birth control shot, and I'm completely horny. Why don't you come over? And Sean would say... I'm busy. I can't, come, you live too far away. I'm next door. But if I can't drive, I don't want to go.
Well, chicks, I haven't shaved my beard today, so I can't help.
Unbelievable.
I haven't brushed my teeth in half an hour. I'm afraid I can't come round and service your knee.
All right, we have time for one more story. And then we will play for our after show. We'll play a little bit of music.
All right, the last story today comes out of Sydney, Australia.
Okay.
Shane Holdren, also known as the Space Cowboy, beat a record he'd set in 2008 by swallowing 18 swords at once.
18 swords?
Yes, he's a sword swallower. Each about 28 inches long.
Good Lord.
At an outdoor event in Sydney.
He swallowed... How did they get out? How did they get him out?
He pulled him out.
Oh, okay.
He's a sword swallower.
I thought you meant he swallowed him and... You know, like a pill.
No, they're 28 inches long, right? They don't make pills that big.
Well, I don't know.
Have you seen how neatly arranged he's done the sword, though? That's an art in itself.
So these people, they swallow, they put the sword all the way in. That just seems stupid. Very dangerous.
He's used different methods to perfect the art, including stretching his throat with hoses. That's a tip for the ladies.
That's a hell of a... You know what? I'd rather be homeless than do that for a living. That just seems stupid.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, very dangerous.
That's going to shorten his life by about 15, 20 years.
It just seems like such a stupid way to make a living.
It's got to be a table full of cash.
Even if you're going to be a carny rat, you know, there's got to be... I mean, good Lord, guess somebody's weight, for God's sakes. We had swallowing swords. It's just stupid. What the hell's wrong?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what the hell's wrong with him? All the ways to make money. And you know, there's gay guys there going, oh, what happened? He did what?
Let's invite him round.
Goodness gracious. Throw on some rainbow colors and join us on the float.
You know, Hubbard Joe's already making plans.
We know you have pride, baby. Mm.
He's contacted them via emails.
Dude, I had a dream.
About turtles.
I had a dream. I was on a mountaintop. I had a dream, and part of the dream had Hillbilly Joe in it. All right?
Okay. This is disturbing already.
It's very disturbing.
Stop.
There was a bunch of other stuff going on, but then the Hillbilly Joe portion,
he was asking people to do Miss Kitty.
Show us a dream.
Yeah, it was very vivid, and they were, and I was like, and I didn't know what he was talking about. And there was a tent, and inside the tent, she was in the. It was a very odd dream.
Well, yeah, I was in it for the start.
He was like asking people to go into the tent, and I walked into the tent, and there's a bunch of people doing Miss Kitty.
Yeah, most people with.
But it really was. It wasn't like a sex dream about her or anything. It was just, that was just what was going on. The dream was about something else. But that was one of the things that I stumbled across. I was walking from one place to another, and in the walking, I ran into several people, and he was one of them.
Did you wake up in a cold sweat?
No, because it was so... Dude, it was very weird. It was just a weird dream. But it wasn't sexy or anything. It was just... It was like, oh, okay, well, I'll see you later. You know what
did
I mean?
Did you take Joe up on his free subscription?
No, but like, you know, Jen and Big B, they were in the dream, too.
Wow.
But they were driving. They were driving a Big D's blue... I don't even know if he has his blue convertible anymore. But he was in the dream driving.
What are you doing about a bunch of swingers?
I guess I didn't think about that. But yeah, I guess he kind of swings too. I was just walking somewhere. And these are the people that I stumbled across. It was really strange.
Bizarre.
And he offered me a ride. I said, no, I got it. I need the exercise. And I kept walking. And then, like, part of the dream, I was walking my dog. But the other part of my dream, I wasn't. It's like, you know, the dog's in the dream, and all of a sudden, he's just gone. I think Miss Kitty's Big Montana swallowed him up. I think he was engulfed. He was engulfed by the Big Montana. That's what happened.
There's a supermassive black hole between their legs.
The Big Montana ate him.
Mm.
Poor puppy. He was swallowed whole by the Big Montana.
Like a suction cup.
Yep, sucked him right up.
Do you know that monster on the Star Wars film that lives in the sand?
The Sarlacc.
Yeah.
You know what it's called, the Sarlacc?
Why?
Yes, that's the Sarlacc snatch.
I think Miss Kitty opens her legs and I can see the accretion disc.
See right through to the other side.
For all you nerds out there, you got that one.
All right, we got to go. We'll leave on that note. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get out of here. Thanks for listening. Back tomorrow at 4:30 with another edition of Chubby Ray Live. By the way, tomorrow night's show is the last show of the week. Remember, I'm out of town on Friday. I got to run to Chicago. So, one more show this week. That's tomorrow. I'll tell your friends to be back. Hope you guys enjoyed the new video and chat room. Stay in the video and chat room. We're going to play music for the after show and try to get the girls to cam up, do some dancing. That's what's coming up. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading the podcast and spread the word. Chubby Ray Live with Ray Lytle, Gully, and Gorilla. Say it, Gorilla.
Good night again.
Say it, Gully.
Tati Bogle.
Tati Bogle, everybody. Come on.